"Joshua, you bloody splendid marvel!" She wiped tears from her cheeks. Sean Wallace patted her shoulder tenderly. "You're a young man, is it?"
"Yes, sort of."
She sniffed and brushed away the last of the tears in a businesslike manner. "He sounds like a fine boy to me."
"He is."
Reza datavised a summary of events to the second hovercraft. "I'm in complete agreement with Joshua about keeping clear of the cloud and the possessed. As of now, our original mission is over. Our priority now is just to stay alive and make sure what information we have gets back to the Confederation authorities. We'll keep going up this river to the Tyraska farmers and hope that we can hold out there until the Lady Macbeth comes back for us." It was the Raiga bush which had brought the Tyraska farmers to Lalonde. When they were searching for their initial backing, the LDC sent samples of Lalonde's aboriginal flora to both of the Xenoc members of the Confederation. It was standard practice to try and attract as wide a spectrum of support as possible for such ventures. The Kyant, as always, declined to participate. But the Tyraska considered the small berries of the Raiga bush a superlative delicacy. Ripe berries could be ground up to produce a cold beverage, or mixed with sugar to form a sticky fudge. LDC negotiators claimed it was the Tyraskan equivalent of chocolate. The normally cloistered Xenocs were so enamored at the prospect of wholesale Raiga cultivation, they agreed to a joint colony enterprise with their merchant organization, taking a 4% stake in the LDC. It was only the third time since joining the Confederation that they had ever participated in a colony, a fact which lent the hard-pressed LDC considerably badly needed respectability. Even better for the LDC board, to a human palate the Raiga berries tasted like oily grapes, so there would never be any conflict of interest arising. 5 years after the dumpers had dropped out of the sky to form the nucleus of Durringham, the first batch of Tyraskan breeder pairs arrived and settled in the foothills of the mountain range which made up the southern border of the Julif Basin, where the Raiga bushes flourished. The LDC's long-range economic plans foresaw both the human and Tyraskan settlements expanding from their respective centres until they met at the roots of the tributaries. By the time that happened, both groups would have risen above their initial subsistence level and be prosperous enough to trade to their mutual enrichment. But that date was still many years in the future. The human villages furthest from Durringham were all as poor as Aberdale and Schuster, while the Tyraskan plantations had barely cultivated enough Raiga to fill the holds of the starships their merchants sent twice a year. Contact had so far been minimal. It was late afternoon, and the savannah was already giving way to low hump-backed foothills when the mercenary team saw their first Tyraskan house. There was no mistaking it, a dark cinnamon-coloured tower 25 meters high with slightly tapering walls and a circular window sealed over with ebony blisters. The design had evolved on the abandoned Tyraskan homeworld, Mastrit PJ, over 17,000 years ago, and was employed on every planet their arc-ships had colonized right across the galaxy. They never used anything else. This one stood like a border sentry castle overlooking the river. Octon glided round it a couple of times, seeing the vague outlines of fields and gardens reclaimed by grass and small scrub bushes. Moss and weeds were growing around the inside of the roof's turret wall where soil and dust had drifted. "Nothing moving," Pat reported to Reza. "I'd say it was deserted 3 or 4 years ago." They had gathered together on the riverbank just downstream from the tower house, hovercraft drawn up on the grass. The river was getting narrower, little more than a stream, down to about 8 meters wide and littered with boulders which made it virtually unnavigable. For the first time since they had landed that morning, there were no snow lilies in sight, only the broken tips of their stems trailing limply. "The Tyraska do that," Sal Yong said. "A house is only ever used once. When the breeders die, it's sealed up as their tomb." Reza consulted his guidance block. There's a plantation village called Coastuck RT 6 kilometres southeast of here.